This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. The 22-year wait is finally over. The SMU men's basketball team punched its NCAA tournament ticket on Sunday. The Mustangs won their first conference tournament since 1988. We stopped by at a bar near campus for the selection celebration. They could be forgiven if their minds weren't completely on class. Blame it on March Madness. The Mustangs are the number 6 seed. They'll take on the 11 seed UCLA on Thursday. That could make students like Jean Brigenet think twice about going to class.
I might have to. I mean, I'm a good student. It's not every time that you get this. Like, I mean, we're in college for 4 years, and it doesn't happen very often.
On Sunday, fans filled a watch party at the Barley House near campus. The conference tournament win erased the pain of a long drought. For 1991 alumna Catherine Arata, the feeling is worth the wait.
It feels like a vindication. We played really hard all year. These guys have been an amazing team. They've done a great job playing together. Glad we're going to go and take on UCLA in the first round.
This season hasn't been all smiles for SMU. The team has dealt with injuries, grade problems, and NCAA allegations. This is the first time Larry Brown has coached a team to the tournament since Kansas won the title in 1988. He left for the NBA, and Kansas was put on probation for recruiting violations. Now, the Mustangs are facing problems of their own. Star forward Marcus Kennedy had to sit out the fall semester because of grades. Then, the NCAA ruled guard Keith Frazier ineligible. For Catherine Arata, it's all part of the ride.
It's the first time we've had anything really to be really excited about in 30 years, and it's wonderful.
Brown told the Mustangs radio network he'll just let this one sink in.
I'm going to enjoy celebrating this championship with our school because it's been a long time, and so thankful to be part of all this.
And at 2:10 Thursday afternoon, the teams left young SMU fans with a choice. Play student or play hooky. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.